It's Friday, folks, the best day of the week. This is Dave Bauer, marketing analyst for Provimi. And before we start the weekend, I'll recap some pork industry and market highlights, and I'll also list some things to think about as we prepare for next week. Weekly pork exports on Thursday saw China represent approximately 36% of weekly export sales, or 16,400 of the total 45,700 metric tons, and down 18% from last week's marketing year high. Pork shipments for the week of 36,600 metric tons were down 4% from the week prior, with China again making up 50% of the week's shipments, with Mexico, Japan, South Korea, and Canada representing another 38% of those total shipments. Typically, we've used these weekly pork movement figures as a strong indication of what to expect in the monthly export reports, and the signs indicate yet another record number is on the way for March. The three-year average increase in monthly exports from February to March reflect an average 13% increase, or what could be a 261,000 metric ton figure, and a new all-time record monthly export high past December by 9.2%. If this becomes reality, for the third month in a row, I'll need to expand the axis on my monthly export chart so I can just see the line. But it's easy to look past these export accomplishments as we're distracted by the rare two-headed black swan, the first head being that of our consumer-led economy being sheltered from our favorite pastime of visiting the drive-up at a long list of fast food venues or sitting down at a favorite restaurant, and the second being that our domestic supply chain has been backlogged by kinks in logistics and packaging. But if not for the record-setting U.S. pork exports, one could estimate current cash prices for hogs to be yet another $5 or $10 per hundredweight or even more below today's prices. But again, I'll remind everyone that there is plenty of meat and food out there to refill store shelves, and in an effort to help rectify some of the supply chain issues, USDA did announce this week that they will ease labeling requirements covering fresh and frozen produce, meat, fish, and certain nuts, allowing for products that have been packaged for food service operators to now be diverted to retail outlets as key demand pulls have changed rapidly during this pandemic. This effort will start on Monday the 20th and is to run for approximately 60 days. Secretary Perdue also announced plans to buy milk and meat from U.S. farmers as part of an initial $15.5 billion package designed to help offset some of the impacts being felt. This is also that time when we all should make sure that we're communicating with our local representatives in an effort to continue the needed support efforts to our ag businesses to ensure that they can continue to operate and produce our nation's food supplies. And on the topic of forward profitability, try not to make too many long-term decisions based on today's forward curve. Over the next 30 days or so, we could see drastic changes to current pricing structures, and although there will still be difficult weeks ahead, we'll likely be working through the toughest parts in the next few weeks. And what should we be thinking about for next week? Well, packer warnings for producers to be ready to slow down performance due to COVID-19 creating slowdowns or even closures at the plant level are now upon us, and efforts to reduce weight to the market have begun in earnest. So focus on creating better production efficiency in your system. Lean on your suppliers for help in finding ways to reduce tonnage to the market, and be diligent in creating your team for success. These are unusual times, and it will pay dividends to be well prepared. At Provimi, we strive to give you the information you need to run a more precise pork system, so if you have questions on this week's recap or want to discuss something I didn't cover, reach out to me by clicking on the Ask Dave button on your Feedstuffs Precision Pork Podcast landing page. Thanks for listening, and make sure you plan today for tomorrow's success.